Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting second. The right fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Dickey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orville Grove. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Orville Grove. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe Grace. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Mark Christman. Batting 7th. The first baseman, Chuck Stevens. Batting 8th. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Stan Firenze. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Stan Firenze. And now, play ball. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is hit by the pitch. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright takes first base on ball 4. Hodgson moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hodgson scores. Curtwright moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Curtwright scores. Appling moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is picked off in unknown way. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tucker moves to third. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Callaway reaches second base with a double. Tucker scores. Kennedy goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0. White Sox. Ox Miller now pitching. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove strikes out. One out. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kurt Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick strikes out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino misplays the ball. That's an error on Berardino. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ox Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Mancuso moves to second. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-1 in the game. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kennedy. Mancuso scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, White Sox. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Callaway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Callaway. The throw from Mancuso and he is safe. Callaway steals second. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickey strikes out. One out. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. Grove hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-1 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Curtwright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Curtwright moves to second. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-2 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Curtwright moves to third. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tucker. The throw from Mancuso and he is safe. Tucker steals second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mancuso takes first base on ball 4. Ox Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Callaway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. One out. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-2 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-2 in the game. Grove hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grove moves to second. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Curtwright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Dillinger takes first base on ball 4. Joe Graces at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graces 0 for 2 in the game. Grace hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Zarrilla strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 2 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Trosky strikes out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 3 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Judnick moves to second. One out. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Judnick scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Lou Finney pinch hits for Frank Mancuso. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Vern Stevens pinch hits for Ox Miller. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Helf now catching. Steve Sundra now pitching. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Callaway takes first base on ball 4. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 3 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grove hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Hodgen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Hodgen reaches second base with a double. Dickey goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, White Sox. Guy Cartwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cartwright is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cartwright takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hodgen scores. Cartwright moves to second. It's 6-2, White Sox. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dillinger is hit by the pitch. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-3 in the game. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-3 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-3 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger juggles the ball. That's an error on Dillinger. Kennedy moves to second. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Kennedy moves to third. Two outs. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-4 in the game. Dickey takes first base on ball 4. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kennedy scores. Dickey moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, White Sox. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Grove hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dickey scores. Grove moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-2, White Sox. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grove scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-2, White Sox. Guy Cartwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cartwright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Cartwright strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove juggles the ball. That's an error on Grove. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.